All right, JJ. You won Fast Times. That puts you on the pole, though?
No, I don't think that's the pole. I think I'm starting third or fourth, but I'm good with that. That's awesome.
So kind of surprise yourself, huh?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe it. Carl was so good. I was really shocked. I always choke, and it's about putting four corners together. You got to hit four corners right. Usually I can get two, but not always four in a row. But I got four corners in a row this time, and everything was great.
Basically, the last car to come out, and you had the two top guys that have been here forever in front of you, on the board at least, and you ended up just in front of them.
That was a little added pressure, waiting, but the car was so good all day today. I didn't psych myself out as much as I used to when I had good confidence going into it. I never expected pole at all, but I felt like I could be top six. You know, that was my main deal, and that worked out good.
You've been pretty fast all year, but really, really fast today, and especially in your time trial. What do you think puts you over the edge as far as putting you on the pole today?
We've just been getting really good at setting up the car and guessing right on the tires, and the car's been smooth, and we haven't wrecked it and had to chase it, and the motor, I love that Pat Morrison motor. It's been really solid, and it never misses a beat. I think there's a lot of extra power. I kind of hesitate to say that because I don't want anybody going to Morrison. That's terrible stuff, but you know, that's a lot of it. I texted Pat after the time trial, and that's been a lot of it, but we're just working so good on the car, and everything's going right, and this is a great old car. This car is 100 years old. It celebrated its 100th birthday this weekend.
Any plan yet? Granted, you just found out where you're going to be starting. Any plan or an idea as far as what pace you want to run the race? You want to stay with the leaders? You want to jump to the lead if you can? What's your kind of pace for a 75-lap race?
I'm going after him. If anybody gets in my way, I'm taking him out.
What about Mr. Simmons over here, your car owner?
Him too. He can't fire me till after the race.